This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. What happens when you think your ship and its passengers are headed for Africa, but instead you end up on Long Island with a cargo of rights and wrongs? That's what happened to the Spanish ship Amistad on August 28, 1839. 2 months earlier, Amistad had left Havana carrying 3 Spaniards and 53 Africans that had been kidnapped in Africa and sold as slaves in Cuba. Shortly after Amistad set sail, the Africans rose up and murdered the master and cook and took possession of the vessel. They spared the lives of 2 Spaniards on condition they navigate to Africa, but instead they arrived at Montauk Point, where they were captured by the U.S. naval brig Washington. The Spaniards claimed the Africans as their slaves and property, and the case came before U.S. Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story, who agreed with John Quincy Adams, representing the Africans, that they were not slaves or property, but human beings entitled to their freedom. A glorious moment in our storied past. This is Neil Chayette, Looking at the Law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.